Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. It is Tuesday, the fucking, 3rd of March? Jesus Christ, where does the time go? 3rd of March? Is it a leap year? Did anyone get fucking proposed to? By a woman? You know, that's the fucking deal, if there's a leap year. Was it a leap year this year? Anytime it's a fucking leap year, a girl has to fucking humiliate herself and get down and propose to a fella. Which is one of those things, you know, it's a social construct or whatever, but you know, you do see a girl proposing to a fella and you're like, what are you doing? You know, because it's assumed that the girl always wants to get married, which is normally true. You know, and by the time the fella gets around to proposing, it's usually like, all right, you've dropped enough hints now we'll go do the thing. But then when a girl does it, you're like, oh, still doesn't seem right, does it? But congratulations, though, if anyone is out there getting married. Getting married's weird. It's good fun and all, but you know what I mean. What's the point? The point is just, you know, the women are like, am I going to get some sort of, is there some sort of insurance for this? Because I'm certainly not putting the time in for it to fall apart, for me not to leave with half your hard-earned money. You know what I mean? And that's marriage, bro. What am I, 50 and being divorced twice? I'm not. Okay, I've only been married once, it was class. So suck my dick, world. So yeah, let me just, if we're promoting stuff, by the way, I was supposed to do this podcast about fucking 45 minutes ago, but I got this new piece of equipment, and it's a fucking, I mean, it's amazing what it does, but it's fine, but I don't know how to work it. So when there's any sort of, you know, fuck up, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking pour water in this heap of shit. But then turns out, you know, I just had the fucking thing plugged in the wrong hole. Story of my life. Am I right, ladies? Swear to God, I was in a shop the other day and there was a queue of about 20 people. And the guy at the till was like paying by, he was in full builder's regalia and he was paying. And the girl goes, dude, and he tried to do the contactless and it was over 30 quid. And she goes, do you have to pop it in the bottom? And he said, I wish my wife would say it. Now, no one laughed. And I had two loads of shopping and I just went, ha! And everyone turned around and looked at me like, you fucking dirty bastard. And I'm like, hey, I'm not making butt sex jokes at the till. He is. You humorless fucks. Fuck's sake. Just pop it in the bottom. Fucking wish away from shit to me. I wish when I was clattering away at her, she'd just be like, here, stick it up my hole. Hold on, your computer will restart in 24 seconds? Fuck. Oh my God, is it froze? No, later, bro. Try me tomorrow. Fucking try me tomorrow, guys. Yeah, pop it in the bottom. And he's like, I wish my wife would say that. She didn't laugh. No one laughed. And I just involuntarily went, burp! And that's it, you know. And that's one of the more exciting things happened to me this week. But we'll get to more. Let's do a plug. New Laveries. Next Laveries, I've written there. So we've got a Laveries tomorrow night. We've got Carl Spain coming down from, I think he's from Limerick, but he is the resident MC in Galway's Roisin Dubh. You know what I'm saying? And it's called the Carlnival. Try saying that when you've got the coronavirus. So he is coming down a headline. Very, very funny. Looks like the Tato Man, but the one off the Southern packets. Okay. The inferior, milder crisp. If you're asking for my opinion, they're both nice. But if you're looking for some, you know, like if you're definitely looking, sponsored by 7-Up Free, if you're definitely looking to not go with anybody, get the motherfucking, get the Northern Tato stankin'. Yeah, we've got Laveries tomorrow and then we're back again on the 18th, I do believe. But the lineup tomorrow is stupid. You know what I mean? I'm going to MC. I've been writing some new bits, mainly about coronavirus, because what else has happened in my life? Nothing. Do you know what I mean? I've just been sitting around watching people drop dead and fucking Wuhan, Wuhan. Raw, I'm gonna give it to you. So there you go. And yeah, that's it. That's pretty much all is on the cards for me. I've been organizing my tour for this year. And also, we've got some live podcasts in the mix, guys. The next one's going to be in the 3rd of April. And then there's going to be another one in June. And then another one in September. And then there's going to be one in December. And we're going to do it in a location that you won't even... what are we doing around here? You know what I mean? I'm fucking playing with my food over here. I'm like, what? I'm sitting around going, what can we do that's fucking... borderline retardo, and then we just go do it, because why the fuck not, you know what I'm saying? YOLO. Waza. Also, there's a thing that's happening. I'm going to give this a shout out now. I'm going to do a podcast with these motherfuckers, but just up front, the boys from And So I Watch You From Afar are putting on a gig called the OK, is it like OK Music Festival or something? If you go on their Instagram, you can check it out. It's basically a big day promoting, you know, suicide awareness, suicide prevention, mental health awareness. And there's going to be all sorts of motherfucking bands on it. They're on it. General Fiasco. Fucking a bunch of others I can't even remember. Narcats. You know what I mean? Shout out to those guys. They sent me a t-shirt. I stole their song one time. It's all good. Because that's what a song's worth. Stealing, you know? I've just realized I got everything in that deal. But... shout out to those guys. So, they're all playing, and that is on the 28th of March. Not long. Get yourself a ticket. Now, what happened was, shout out to Rory Friars from And So I Watch You From Afar, approached me. He's like, listen, man, we're doing a gig. We'd love you to, like, introduce some bands or host or, you know, do a bit whatever. Then he hit me with a follow-up email going, listen, man, hate to be a buzzkill, but I have to say this, you know, this is obviously for suicide prevention, mental health awareness. So on reflection, it's probably not a great idea to have a loose-mouthed, fucking arrogant, obnoxious cunt like yourself host it. And I said, do you know what, bro? I'm fully on board with you. Here's what we'll do. We'll do a podcast. We'll fucking... promote the gig. It's in the Telegraph building in Belfast, so it's going to be fucking Megatron. And I said, well, just promote it, and you know what? You don't even have to let me anywhere near it. I'm fully aware what a piece of shit I am, and it's and plus it's a music gig, you know what I mean? Sometimes people mix comedy and music, and I opened for them before, but it's very much like, bruh, you know, like music fans are just way cooler than comedy fans, even though they're not, but they think, you know what I mean? There's the air of like, bro, get the fuck off the stage. So I'm trying to review this for my blog. You know, there's that sort of vibe. So rightly so, you know, I'll promote it on here. I'll do an interview with the guys, one of my favorite bands of all of the times. And we'll just chat about it and shit like that, man. And there's no risk at all of me fucking putting my foot in, you know? General
Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your quiver. This man.
Okay, I thought that was going to be funny, but I realized probably an insensitive time to do that.
Welcome, the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. You see, that's the thing. See? Can't even fucking hold my own water right now. Now, I seen this video the other day, and it was me and Eddie, the baby, Ed Dog, Edzilla, you know, Eddie Beans, that's his mafia name. We were sitting there, and I watched this on Instagram, and I had brought a bed pillow from the bed downstairs to go on the sofa, you know what I mean? And I swear to God, I nearly had to change the cover on the fucking pillow that I cried into the pillow laughing that hard. And the baby's going, shaking its legs, its hands, not crying, but just being like, something exciting is happening. And I was fucking... pissing myself. Now, the caption of this video, and it's so black, you know what I mean? A white guy did not write this, but it said, I had never heard a fart go in the third gear, and I swear to God, never mind farting, I nearly shitted on the sofa. He's a big fat black dude, and his partner is there, and she's got his face on her like, what the fuck is it? And he's like, tremendous. You know, brighten your wake up. I've never heard it. What's this guy doing? This guy farting underwater? Guys, welcome to the General Banter podcast, where we've absolutely hit the wall of content and we got nothing but farts. If you want to support this podcast, you can do so at patreon.com, as I have promised for many, many weeks. We are moving into a new office. Basically, if you've been paying into the Patreon up to this point and supporting the podcast, it's a voluntary contribution to the show. If you were, say, were to support something like the Blind Boy podcast, you're getting nothing in return. You're paying for what's already there. And that's kind of what's been happening with this podcast, because I've been fucking for a long time just trying to get it right. Just trying to be like, what the fuck do I do for these people? Trying to do extra content. You know, the numbers on the Patreon are quite small compared to the, well, they're a fraction of the overall listeners. So you're like, what do I do for the people who pay? You know what I mean? Anyway, we're trying to figure it out. Anyway, the money has been reinvested into paying for kit. We've got a new sound desk that's going to be come in very useful. You know, it has sound effects and shit, you know what I mean? You know? Now that's great. You know what I'm saying? What do you call a dinosaur with piles? Megasaurus? Now, I actually told that joke to a football coach later when I was a young lad, and he shouted at me for swearing, and I was like, bro, you fucking turn my fucking stomach. And then in the next breath, he was like, you know them shite spreaders that you get? And I went, bro, I didn't say shite, did I? You fucking rude bitch. Anyway, so I took on the new office, and of course, in my mind, I get very excited. You know what I mean? I had to cancel a gig today, which I thought I was going to organize with a load of comedians. And then on second thought, I was like, do you know what? Probably not the best timing or best idea right now. Okay. So I canceled the plans. And same with the office. I was like, we're getting the office. I'm going to move in. The idea is to put out fucking 4 full podcasts for people who pay on Patreon. They get access to it. They can get the Patreon app and they can listen to the podcasts. They can fucking watch them. They can do whatever they want on an unlisted YouTube video, which don't share, by the way, you bastards, because that's for you. You're paying for that. Don't give it away. So I've been thinking for ages about how to do it. Get in the office. And of course, I'm like, bro, I'll fucking move in, you know, in 10 minutes. I'll fucking ship it down in the afternoon, get it set up, and we are good to go, babe. But obviously you get in there and you're like, okay, shit needs moved. The last tenant was a gym. There's a load of stuff still there. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know whether he's taking it or whether I can just take the farmer's carry things home. I don't know. But that's all that shit has to be done. It needed painted. We got a painter in who is a podcast listener. Shout out to my boy Podge. You know what I'm saying? Or as he calls himself where he lives, Mark. So he got in touch, painted it. Fuck, bro. It's like, it's got black on one side. It's got a chalky gray in the middle. And it's got a fucking olive green on the other side, which is going to have a fucking neon light and everything. Bro, it's going to be fucking creativity central. It's going to be like, working in Google. You know what I'm saying? But, I thought in my head, yeah, we'll move in here. We'll get all this shit sorted. But it's taking ages. You know what I mean? We were down to like one fucking... Basically, the place had no power outlets, and we had fucking one in the kitchen, and the last guy had been running an extension lead over the partition and then just overloaded the socket, and it was on fire. There was a big scorch mark on it. There was no fucking... This giant room, no power outlets, so I had to get an electrician in there. Shout out to my boy James, okay? He came in, pulled the electricity out of the sky like he's fucking Tesla, and then just put all these power outlets in, and... Bum, we got par everywhere. And I kept going into the kitchen area. I was like, does it smell like fish in here, bro? And he goes, yeah, that's like electrical burning. That's what that smell is. And I was like, are you serious? Anyway, I had to go and leave these boys in the office. So I'm like, right, I'm going to go here. And then he sends me a picture and he goes, bro, look at the fucking inside of this socket. And it was like melted away. And he goes, that's what you're smelling. He goes, I went to take the fucking socket out. Nearly burnt my goddamn hand off. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, that was about to go on fire at any point. And I was like, well, fuck me, bro. At least we got it fixed. And now it's all good, man. It's all good. We're ready to go in. The only thing we have to do now is get the internet in, which we can survive because of the old BT open zone or whatever, you know, aka wank in a car park. But it's all good, and we're just getting some partitions made to make the room smaller because it's far too big for podcasting. So you give it this sort of tight, small vibe, you know what I mean? At the minute, it sounds like you're shouting into a sort of fjord, but what you want is you want to sound like you're just shouting into an anus. Like right now, there's no other noise bar my dulcet tones. And you know what? That's the office that fucking Patreon built. So thanks to everyone. And if you want to fucking get in there, slide me a fucking few dollars. You will get access to, you know, as soon as we're ready to move in and get recording. Each start of each month, boom, 4 full podcasts that are just yours. And they'll get dripped out months later. So it's all good. And there's the fucking lead. I was looking everywhere for that and I've just seen it up there. Finger my asshole. Here's a good thing about Patreon as well. You know, coming up as a comedian, like I've been doing comedy 10 years now, started making videos. You know, I started podcasting shortly after. And here's the thing, you know what I mean? I have a lot of listeners, you know what I mean? I checked SoundCloud today and I haven't been on SoundCloud in a long time and it's got fucking 1.65 million listens, you know what I mean? So suck my dick. And that's not a lot at all, but I have that, but you see, everyone has a podcast now. All the comedians have started a podcast, and because they get a following straight away, it's all shot up the charts. You know what I mean? But I've been doing it for years. I started this podcast shit, and this the motherfucking thanks I get. I get thanks enough, but also I do it for me. But here's the thing. Fucking, I've been doing that. I've been making videos. You know, started doing stand up years ago. I've been doing that for fucking 10 years now. You know. It's all built up. It's all built up. And there was a time when I had YouTube videos that were hot as shit. You know, you put it up and the next day it would have 500,000 hits on YouTube in this country alone, which is fucking unheard of. I had meetings with TV companies. I was sitting there fucking begging, yeah, let's make something. Do you want to do this? Yeah, I'll do anything. You know what I mean? You talk a load of shit. You end up being a person you don't want to be just to try and get something done. And then they can't really just let you do whatever they want because they have to put their stamp on it to make their... to validate their job, basically. So it's this whole fucking back and forward, and, you know, made some blap things for Channel 4. They didn't go anywhere because they changed the fucking, the way the things were supposed to be. Just nothing got anywhere until the point where I was like, right, this is never happening. I'm just going to crack on and do whatever I want. And I did that, of, you know, cranking out podcasts, cranking out videos, putting on gigs, live podcasts, all that shit. General Banter Productions, building it all up myself. You know, got the podcast turned on. I've taken on some sponsors, not too keen on it, nothing really fits. Then, you know, everything, you know, Patreon comes along and you're like, right, if you want to donate to this, it keeps the wheels turning. And we're finally at a point now where, like, if you donate to this, you're gonna get legit fucking content. You're gonna get a dump of content. And 2 times this week, people have emailed me from things going, hey, would you like to come in and discuss possible fucking TV ideas for BBC NI? And because of Patreon, and because of being a stubborn bastard, I just sent them back a link to Sports Direct, and I was like, get yourself a fucking snorkel and some flippers, stretch your hamstrings, and delve deep into my shitter, okay? Felt good, guys. So what I'm saying is thank you, because with all the support throughout the years, you don't need these fucking cunts, you know what I mean? I played two arena gigs there. Did anyone give a shit? You know, was there any fucking papers at it? Did anyone want to turn up and review it? Not at all, because fuck them. It's me and you guys, okay? Shout out to the Dead On Mafia. And Do you know what I mean? If anyone feels like arguing. Know what I'm saying? And that's the way it goes, guys. So cheers for the support. You know what I mean? It's a give and take. It really, you know, will be a give and take soon enough once we get our fucking shit together. And I'll tell you what, Weinstein got done for rape. And I don't even know why they bothered fucking putting him on trial. And do you know what? It's so pathetic, isn't it? Like, it's so pathetic when you see, like, I bet you... Weinstein. What's his name? Jeffrey Weinstein? Harvey Weinstein? Harvey Weinstein, convicted sex offender. Now, what happened? Did he fucking rape too hard and blow his hips out? Now he needs a fucking Zimmer frame? I can't talk, man. I mean, someone has definitely had a word and been like, just listen, bro, you want to be the most pathetic. You want to be the most pathetic looking cunt is what you want. So you get yourself a fucking Zimmer frame with the wee tennis balls on it and everything, bro. You're probably a billionaire. Get yourself a fucking Segway. Imagine you were fucking on trial for rape and you were just like, straight into the fucking court. What's up, bitches? Unbelievable. It's been a fucking, it's a bad year for the Steens. Epstein. Weinstein. Getting hunged, bro. There was fucking, did I overhear someone? They were like trying to describe his naked body, and it was like fucking. They were like, "Yeah, he basically doesn't have a cock, and then his back is covered in blackheads." Disgusting. There's no fucking like. I mean, I can't even. No, I'm not gonna say that. I mean, obviously, your mind goes to like, why is there no attractive sexual offenders? But there might be. But he just, it's just like, him fucking, Savile, like, could you fucking look more like a pedophile? I used to have a joke, like, I was like, if you had to draw a pedophile, it fucking looks, is that his wife, man? Gee, what's that say? Ex-wife Georgina Chapman. So slow. Swears off dating after a painful year. It's just, I mean, you just have to. Here's when it works, right? See if there's a guy that looks like him, right? And a woman that looks like her. It's absolutely just for money. It's just the way it is. Because he's not an overly like, you know, if he was like the fucking best crack ever and just so nice and everything, you're at, okay. You know, she's like, okay, I've seen this fucking toad and I decided, do you know what? He's a lovely person. But you're like, no, he's a fucking pig. And do you remember that phone call? Let me get that phone call. There's a phone call where he's like, let me see, Weinstein, recording. Is this the one where he's on the phone? He's like, oh, please, you gotta come up and go, oh, please, you gotta come and cock my hand, please. Oh, please.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm gonna take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I know.
You're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. Yesterday was a kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing. Please, I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time. Sit
with me, but I promise. Don't want to.
Please sit there. Please. 1 minute.
No, I can't.
Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
to. Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to. You'll never see me.
Well, nothing gets the pusses wetter than some guy just go, please, just stay. I'm here all the time. You embarrass me. You embarrass me. He's fucking. He's fucking Vin Diesel in that. You bash me! Fucking bash me! What a fucking gremlin cunt he is, like. Imagine just getting through your whole fucking life just raping all around you, and then eventually when you're old and in pain and gross, they're like, now you go to jail. You enjoyed it the whole time. Now you get to die in there. Yay! You fucking gross cunt. Rose McGowan annoys me. Do you know what I mean? And it has nothing to do with, like, you know, because everyone's like, oh, you're too much of a fucking hardcore feminist. It's not even that. She's just fucking annoying. Isn't she? She's just fucking annoying. I watched this thing the other day, Be a Lady. I wonder if they got it on YouTube. Oh, they do have it. Look at this. It's like all the contradictory things about being a woman, you know?
Be a lady, they said. Your skirt is too short. Your shirt is too low. Don't show so much skin. Cover up. Leave something to the imagination.
So it's all like, you know, put something on. Take it off. Don't be a this. Don't be a this. And it's all, do you know what I mean? They contradict each other. It's hard being a woman, man. Play, you fuck. Speaking of being a woman, man, I watched this fucking thing and it was like, oh yeah, male fucking trans woman enters New Zealand fucking weightlifting competition. And it was like, smashes all the records and is completely dominant in their field. No shit. Do you know, it's like, what other things are you gonna say? The sky is blue. Dogs are cute. Absolutely fucking of course. And it's never some, like, you know, fucking wee Thai or, like, wee fucking Cambodian fella that, you know what I mean, that you're fucking an A cup away from being a female anyway. Now, this is racist and sexist and homophobic, but it's like, of course the fucking 6'4", 20 stone dude cleans up at the women's fucking weightlifting. And if you're like, a trans woman is a real woman, then everyone's trans and there's no such thing as a woman and whatever the fuck ever. And do you know what I mean? Don't have men's sport. Don't have a men's section. Just call it women's, you know? And it's just going to be fucking, you're like, this is the training camp for the women's fucking Olympic events. And you're like, these are all 6'5". Ex-NBA players, and you go, oh yeah, fully, yeah, right now. But what happens then, what happens is they identify as a woman at a certain point, and then we just send them on in and absolutely fucking clean up. And you're like, okay. And you're like, oh, is this the women's 100 meter final? And you're like, yeah, why is all of Wu-Tang on the line? Why is there fucking 8 black dudes in the women's final? Yeah, they're women, they're real women, bro. They're real fucking women. And all, you know, all these fucking girls who are born girls are just like, oh, what do we do over here? Are we going to have the fucking trans reverse switch it up league? The women's fucking cis, like, whatever woman events are going to be in the fucking Paralympics, where they'll be like, well, you're kind of disabled. You know, you're kind of at a disadvantage to these regular women, aka, you know, 6'5" black dude just sprinting past everyone. Now, cancel me. Just seems weird. But yeah, Weinstein's in jail. And that's, of course, because he's disgusting.
Kill themselves. Men have needs. Look sexy. Look hot. Don't be so provocative. You're asking for it. Wear black. Wear heels. You're too dressed up. You're too dressed down. You look like you've let yourself go. Be a lady, they said. Don't be too fat.
That's a good point there, because you look like you've let yourself go, and then it shows you, like, a bunch of, like, women, or, you know, like, gossipy fucking women's magazines, like, coming towards you, like, you've let yourself go. I've said this before, that's how you stay relevant, man. You know, if you were chasing that sort of celeb career, that sort of career you can have nowadays, where you're like, what do they do exactly? And you're like, oh, Ryland, he's a pop star presenter, bloody fucking slashy McBallbag. That's all you do. You go, man, no one's paid me any attention in a while. I'm going to put 2 stone on, and then I'll tell you what, I'll lose 3, and everyone will be like, man, I can see your ribs. You look fucking amazing. What do you do again? I lose weight on telly.
Eat up, slim down, stop eating so much, order a salad, don't eat carbs, skip dessert, go on a diet. God, you look like a skeleton. Why don't you just eat? You look emaciated, you look sick. Men like women with some meat on their bones. Be a
fucking red, would they?
Zero. Be a double zero. Be nothing. Be less than nothing. Be a lady, they said. Remove your body hair. Bleach this. Bleach.
Oh, fuck, I'm making a video at the minute, and I want it to have that sort of vibe where it's like talk, and they just...
Be a lady, they said. Remove your body hair.
Bush! Seen Bush there? On a YouTube video? Bush.
Remove your body hair. Bleach this, bleach that. Eradicate your scars.
Also, how much do you have your asshole out when you're bleaching it? You know, I had a clip put out a while ago where people talking about, like, sunning your anus, and you're like, do you want it bleached? Do you want it brown? What's going on here? You're going to bleach it, then put it in the sunlight, let it fight it out? What? I mean, if you're bleaching your asshole, you know, how I'm going to be sick.
Ugh.
How often do you have your asshole out? I want someone to isolate just that clip of me going, how much have you got your asshole out? It's like, you know, we all know your asshole is there. You don't want it to just be uniformly white or uniformly, well, I suppose white. If you're going to bleach your asshole, you're going to be a white person. There's no point in bleaching your asshole and you're a black person. You know, looks like you sat in a polo. But, yeah, if you're white and you're bleaching your ass, you're like, how much is your anus out? Are you doing porn? You know, if you're doing porn and you're getting your asshole bleached, how many people were talking globally? Even 100? How do you stay in business in the bleaching world? It's fucked up. But yeah, who's bleaching their fucking ass? We all know your asshole is there. I've seen a thing on Instagram the other day, and it was one of these, like, fucking world star hip hop or something. It was like, follow this girl, sponsored ads. So someone's paid to be like, can you promote me for a second? And it's just, there was no face in it. It was just an ass bent over, and you could see literally the wrinkle of her stink. And I've said this many times before, but you're like, everyone's shitting themselves over nipples, you know, oh, free the nip and fucking kind of show it if I'm breastfeeding. And then people are deliberately showing breastfeeding ones to be like, haha, trick the system, here's my tit. Meanwhile, wrinkly stink over here is literally just prizing it open. And you can see the fucking pucker of the stink. And she's like, follow me on Instagram. And then I followed, you know what I mean? But then you go in and you see the girl and you're like, this wasn't... What a trickster. You know, anyone's asshole looks inviting when it's really bent over, well-shorn and spread eagle. You know, you're like, oh, intriguing. Then you click in and she's standing there and, you know, I'm doing exactly what they're telling you not to do in this video. She just was really skinny. You know, with the stink out. And you're like, what's going on here? Either get the nips out, keep the nips away. Is it okay to have some rules on Instagram? It's fine, because anyone can have an Instagram, and maybe you just don't want to fucking it to turn into Fuckfest 5000, like Twitter. You know what I mean? You see anything on Twitter, you're scrolling past, oh, political statement, oh, one-liner joke, oh, fisting. It's the fucking Wild West. Instagram, maybe people are like, listen, this does not have any nips. I know a man has a nip, and fucking... girls have nips, but listen, no one's pulling their dick off over dude's nips. That's the episode name, Dude's Nips. It's fucking wild. Anyway, you can show your stink on Instagram.
Your stretch marks, plump your lips, Botox your wrinkles, lift your face, tuck your tummy, perk up your boobs. Natural. You're trying too hard. You look overdone. Men don't like girls who try too hard. Be a lady, they said. Wear makeup. Highlight your cheekbones. Line your lids. Fill in your brows. Lengthen your lashes. Color your lips. Powder. Blush. Bronze. Highlight. Your hair is too short. Dye your hair. Not blue. That looks unnatural. Look young. Old is ugly. Men don't like ugly. Be a lady, they said. Save yourself. Be pure. Don't be a whore. Don't sleep around. Men don't like sluts. Don't be a prude. Don't...
Do they not? Hazar McCann once said, where's all the dead on slots?
Be so uptight, but smile more. Pleasure men. Be experienced. Be sexual. Be innocent. Be dirty. Be the cool girl. Don't be
It is funny, like, if, you know, the fucking alternative to this, would, you know, if you ask some dude from over here, be like, what do you expect of the woman? And they would just be like, hey, no, just be fucking good crack, like, and fucking show us your tits all the time. When I've worked all year to take you fucking fungarola.
Be a lady, they said. Don't talk too loud. Don't talk too much. Don't be intimidating. Why are you so miserable? Don't be a bitch. Don't be so bossy. Don't be so emotional. Don't cry. Don't yell. Don't swear. Endure the pain. Don't complain. Fold his clothes. Cook his dinner. Keep him happy. That's a woman's job. You'll make a good wife someday. Take his last name. You hyphenated your name. Crazy feminist. Give him children. You don't
Crazy
want
feminist on Rose McGowan.
Children? You will someday. He'll change your mind. Be a lady, they said. Don't get raped. Don't drink too much. Don't.
Anyway, it goes on for ages there, but it, you know, one of the toughest three wanks I've ever had. But I watched this thing. I don't know. A lot of these things seem like, and as soon as I seen this, I was like, "What's this an ad for?" It's not an ad. You're like, it has to be. Girls, girls, girls. Magazine. It's a fucking magazine ad. There you go. But yeah, watch that. Have children, do this. Da 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 da. Everyone, listen. Everyone has fucking rules put on them. Do you know what I mean? This is what the whole chat is about. It's like, everyone has fucking things that are expected of you in society. Dudes have it. Fucking everyone has it. Women have it. You know, in certain places in the world, it's absolutely shit to be a woman. I'm speaking from experience. I don't know, I've wandered into this and I thought that was going to be funnier and it's not. Do you know what I mean?
Don't go out too late.
And I watched this, and Maureen showed me it, and just to piss her off, I went, my favourite bit was when I seen the fannies. Just didn't pay attention to anything, and not, my mind was just consumed with sweet bush. And that's men all over, you know what I mean? Fucking pigs. That is men all over. You see, you know, there's some fucking hashtag me too protest somewhere and all these women are like running around topless going, we're trying to make a stand, we're trying to make a point about fucking blah blah, and dudes are just going, sweet tits. That's what goes on globally. Oh, I'm making a fucking naked protest, nice bush. You know what I mean? Oh I'm doing a protest, you know, pro-vegan protest and like an anti, you know, animal cruelty thing, so I've fucking sprayed blood all over my tits, and dudes are like, nice bloody tits. Thanks for ruining that. Now I'm into blood on tits. Oh, what's that noise? Blood on tits. The official fucking something of... That's another thing I noticed this week. I've seen four ads where everybody was like, this is the official thing of the Team GB. And you're like, is it fuck? What are you paying for the right to say that? Oh, suchandsuch.com. The official fucking property agent, the official estate agents of Team GB. You're like, I bet you the fuck, no one in Team GB in the Olympics can afford a fucking house. You know, it's all amateur sports. What if you're doing like BMXing? How much money are you making on a BMX? Oh, such and such does the fucking luge. We're the official estate agents of Team GB. They're not walking around to whoever the best luge guy is and being like, Davey, do you want a free house, you mad lusion bastard? Things that don't even fucking apply. Subway, the official sandwich of Team GB. And then you speak to one of them and they're like, yeah, I basically eat a cube of fucking chicken every day and half a cup of rice. I haven't seen a Subway in real life ever. Polyfella, the official filler of Team GB. Hellman's, the official mayonnaise of Team GB. Dyson, the official fucking Hoover. Totally fucking winner. That don't make sense. You're not allowed to say Hoover. Vacuum cleaner of Team GB. They're not doing any of that shit. And I bet you, if I was on Team GB for some reason, I'd be like, get me a house and a fucking Hoover and a lifetime supply of sandwiches. Yous fucking cunts, yous. None of this shit makes sense. Like, fucking bloody blah. The official stain remover for Team GB. Tampax, the official Tamps for Team GB. It's just all fucking day. I've seen that happen here. People are like, this is the official granola for Ulster rugby team. You know, someone fucking dives in for a try. The 79th minute, lifts her top. Shout out to fucking Davies Granola. Yes, the official sponsor. Unbelievable. Can't get over it. Cannot get over it. Brennan's official fucking wheaten bread. They don't even know if they make wheaten, but it's just fucking ridiculous. Anyway, the coronavirus is ripping through the world. And people are so fucking retarded. That they're so retarded that they're stopping buying Corona. Fucking retards. Isn't that crazy? It's affected the sales it's affected the sales of fucking Corona. Like, there's some dick bag walking around Tesco who's going, oh my god, it's Corona. Are they allowed to sell that? Are they allowed to sell the fucking coronavirus in the bottle? I'm not drinking that. It's fucking disgusting. Fucking idiots, like. What is it? Bird flu? Am I still allowed to use Dove shampoo? Dickhead! Fucking dickheads. Anyway, someone sent me this documentary. Shout out to whoever sent me it. I forget now. By the way, shout out to everyone. People have been sending me very nice messages recently, you know, saying like, man, fucking this podcast means a lot. And watching you and fucking Maureen on Instagram is inspiring and stuff. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I appreciate it. But we're just fucking... Just talking shit here in a room, you know.
General Banter, the official podcast of Team GB. When you're at the Olympic Village trying to fuck a Brazilian, killing time, why not listen to the General Banter podcast? And then use some of the aforementioned stain removers when you undoubtedly spritz all over your fucking bunk bed.
Yeah, someone sent me this coronavirus documentary from Australia. It was like, if you think American ones are dramatic, the Australian ones are classic. Coronavirus, what's next for these cunts? You think it's just a common cold, but it's actually fucking terrible, mate. Everybody's fucking bleeding out the cunt. Just a cunt, is it? Everyone's a cunt in Australia. Look at these Chinese cunts. You think they did, but they're just being silly cunts and getting the fucking coronavirus. Cunt. You think he's a sick cunt? He's actually a dead cunt. And of course, one of the correspondents was like, hey guys, it's me, fucking Dennis. Like, I'm here in fucking Wuhan, and I can't leave. So I'm basically vlogging on a fucking GoPro. Here, this is my girlfriend, Xu Ji, or something. He said, I'm probably saying that wrong. And this guy's, you know, 55, disgusting heroin addict looking cunt. This is my girlfriend, Xu Ji. He's a fucking 16-year-old Chinese girl. We're trying to get deported back to Australia just to avoid the fucking coronavirus.
Well, it turns out we're getting fucking turned away because this place is fucking full of fucking corona cunts.
And I'll be honest, the footage was wild. You know, they were just walking down the street and they'd be like, I just spotted a fucking dead cunt. And there's just a bit, like a Chinese businessman on his back on the ground. And then people go over to him in the hazmat suits and they're like,
oh, is he okay?
Such a Chinese accent. And then they're just like, nah. And then just put a tissue over him. Dead.
Dead cunt.
I shouldn't be laughing, but and it's crazy. Like they fucking, you know, the government are trying to cover it up. So it's like they're basically like, stay in your fucking house. If you have it, if you don't have it, stay in your house. We do not want this spreading. We do want the word to get out. So they fucking like they were outside apartment buildings, like welding the door shut.
You must not come out, dude.
What is that accent? What is that vaguely Japanese? They're like fucking welding up the doors and people can't get out. And then it showed you some footage. Some woman was on a balcony and she's filming across to the other balcony. It was like a square block of flats and with like a courtyard in the middle. And she's filming across to the other balcony and this woman's just rocking. And she's, nah, she's speaking fucking Cantonese or something. And but the subtitles basically said, she's like, oh, somebody help me. My mother's dying in here and I can't get out. Fuck that shit. Imagine that. Like, if that was in a movie, you'd be like, no one lets that happen. They fucking weld them into the building and people have the coronavirus and are dying. You know? And fucking, they're just like, nah, stay inside. We don't want that shit. But then you can't take them to the hospital. But you see, here's what my opinion on it is, because that's what everyone's looking for. I think when something breaks out in a place like that, where it's so fucking densely populated and everybody's on top of each other, and it's smoggy and it's dirty, that it spreads like fucking wildfire, which you probably can't, it's probably not even politically correct to say after Australia, which by the way, this is a word for you, Australia might be gone now, I have no idea, it was on the news and they're like, Jesus Christ, fucking look at the fire, can't. And then someone's like, ah, distraction, here's some coronavirus, can't. And by that time, the fucking rest of Australia could have burned into the sea. I have no idea. It's not on the news, so how the fuck would I know? Unbelievable shit. But, so, where was I? Oh, yeah, so everyone's fucking densely populated and shit like that. And then what I think happens is it spreads fast. Then they all have to go to hospital. Then the hospital is fucking overrun with people. There's people just dying in the hallway. They had footage of, like, staff in the hospital completely freaking out, just fucking holding their heads. And the subtitles were like, you know, I can't handle this shit. Also, you think you're going to die. You're the one who has to treat these people. And you're, like, fucking wearing goggles because this shit gets in through your fucking eyeballs. And you're like, I have to treat these cunts. I'm going to actually die. Can I get a fucking lunch break right here? Jesus Christ. So they're freaking out. And it's just fucking... it's chaos, like, and there are people just dying left, right, and center. Then they got some fucking center in Wuhan or whatever, where they gotta make the virus so that they can like fight it, which is crazy. And let me read this for you. Where's this fucking thing? Yeah, so those people are like, we only let them work 4 hours at a time because they're fucking freaking out around here. You know, because they're working around these fucking deadly viruses. Thing is, you know, is it just like a cold that's going to spread quickly and kill a load of people? Or like a flu? Is it as dangerous as the regular flu? It seems like it is, you know? It seems like... where's this fucking thing? Where the fuck is it? Sorry, I'm trying to find... Let me see. There we go. Here we go. So Dutch Frank sent me this. There's a book called The Eyes of Darkness. It's a thriller by Dean Koontz. I took a lot of coke today, sorry. Originally published 1981, right? Here's a little passage from the book. So this is a bit of fiction, I would imagine. In around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread through the globe. It's small. Attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes. Resisting all known treatments.
Dean Koontz, The Eyes of Darkness. And then there's another fucking screenshot here of the book. Lee Chen defected to the United States carrying a disc recorded. They call the stuff Wuhan 400 because it was developed in the RDNA labs outside the city of Wuhan, and it was the 400th viable strain of man-made microorganism called Wuhan 4. And that's from the book Eyes of Darkness by Dean my boy Koontz. Wait, I've got the fucking thing, don't I? Nope, wrong one. Eyes of Darkness, a thriller novel by American writer Dean Koontz, released in 1981. The book focuses on a mother who sets out on a quest to find her son. Truly did out if her son, sorry, I fucked it up. Quest to find out if her son truly died 1 year ago, or if he's still alive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. They overlap, which is amazing. What's that one? Nothing? Although it added a great element to the podcast. Anybody call dinosaur piles? Megasaurus? Listen, Wuhan 400.
Rome, I give it to you. With no trivia.
So there you go. I watched the documentary is absolutely fucking demented. People are just dropping left, right, and center, and it is kind of scary. But, you know, is it as bad as the real flu? I'm not a doctor in China, believe it or not. But here's the crack. I had a flu. I've had two flus in my life. One was more of a gastro flu type thing, which I got in school while I had a broken arm and I was trying to do a Spanish oral, not a euphemism, an actual Spanish oral test. ¿Dónde está la patina? You know? Where are the sausages? But I had about 15 litres of night nurse in me. I was shitting basically Marmite. I had a broken arm, I was white as a sheet, throat was killing me, very, very sick, and I remember my granny, I was about 14, my granny picked me up from school one day, and I was dying, I was like, I have to go home, she goes, I'm just gonna get a wee bit of lunch, which is something I would definitely do now, if I had children, if I picked someone up, and like, I'm really sick, and I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it, we're gonna go for food anyway, and you sit there coughing up blood, right, dickhead? And I can remember we went to Asher's, and this is well before the days, you know, where they got real fucking anti-gay, like. Which the weird thing about that whole thing was, you know, I think I'm so into people being able to do whatever they want that I actually don't even really have a problem with Ashers having their own morals and going, I would rather not make a gay cake. Now, do you absolutely need to get the fucking Bible out of your hole and relax? Of course you do. But you should still be able to be like, I'm not that into that. Now, granted it wasn't a cake, you know, with a dude getting fucking bukkakied by a rugby team. It was just the Muppets. You know, absolutely fucking loosen up, guys. But you should still be able to do that. And I'm not a Christian. I don't give a fuck. Same way, you know, if you went into a gay bakery and you're like, can I get a DUP cake? They'd be like, listen, funny you should mention that. I actually took the liberty this morning of prizing my asshole open for you to delve into. What am I talking about? Like, we should end on, I said weeks ago we were going to stop doing questions. I really should, you know, take some questions. But you know what, guys? We're getting so close to the fucking move-in date here. It's a tough week this week. Maureen's back in hospital. Thank fuck they give her a private room today because the woman beside her, God bless her, wouldn't fuck up. What age do you hit when you're just like, I've developed this voice and I think that'll just... I mean, this is terrible. I think some people, if they hit a bit of bother health-wise, and they get a lot of sympathy and help, they kind of like, you know, they settle into it nicely. And that's terrible to say. But some people are literally like, oh, that's me fucking sick now. And jeez, I wouldn't be doing that. No. And this woman's just torturing nurses.
Excuse me, love, would you move that an inch towards me? Thank you. I wouldn't want to stretch. You know, I was just wondering if you could do that. Would you put a pillow under my bag? And listen, I'm fucking...
And then, you know, her phone kept ringing and she just told everybody all her business. Everyone that rang.
And I was starving yesterday and I wasn't sure what I wanted. And then I thought to myself, tell you what I want. I would love a burger. And I haven't had a burger in years. And I told our Jared to bring up a burger. And sure, I swear to God, if he fell in a barrel of tits, he'd come out stuck on his own dick. And he couldn't have fucking... He brought me a sandwich. And I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with a sandwich? Oh, but I had it anyway. But I tell you what, Gina wasn't hungry.
Hangs up the phone, falls asleep immediately. And then wakes up. Old school. In fact, her ringtone sounded like bloop, 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 bloop. You know, like the Skepta song. That's not me. Bloop, bloop.
Hello? I just tell you what happened yesterday. I smelled a wee hankering for a burger. I haven't had a burger this long time. And all nice says that our Jared gets the burger. And I sort of go off. He fell in a fucking barrel of tits. He's come out sucking a salmon. He fucking brought me a sandwich. And I said to him, not even hungry, but you got me out for it.
I'm at, like, by the third time, Maureen's like, we're behind the curtain. She's like miming along to the fucking story that's going on. You're just like, get me out of here. But that's it. You know, Maureen's on round 5 of her chemo. She's doing well. She's healthy. You know, she's very much herself. And it's at the point now where you're just like, all right, fuck this disease. Let's get on with our lives here. I'm not the one who has to sit in the bed, obviously, getting the fucking drip. But come on now. Let's fucking get through it. With fucking places to go, people to see. Anyway, we're at 56 minutes. I have to go down and see the man child, young Eddie Beans, who is, I'd say, if I had to guess, he's probably 6'1", 14 last time. Kobe! Nailed it. Spelt it all on the new desk, but it's all good. Yeah, he's a big boy. You know, he do this thing where he changes his nappy and like, tap the side of his legs, and normally baby legs are kind of bunched up like this, you know, in a sort of jiu-jitsu grilled chicken, and you tap the side, just give him wee gentle slaps on the side of legs, and he stretches his legs right out straight, and then when he's out that straight, I'm like, okay, bro, you're that long, do you know what I mean? You're like a meter long. Like, he would be too big to legally qualify as a dwarf, do you know what I mean? He's a big, big boy, like, but it's all good. But listen, next week, I hope the fuck that we're in this new office. Otherwise, I'm going to lose my shit. Okay? It's painted. I'm going to see a man about a floor. We're getting some partitions put in. That's it. The electrics are done. We're all good to go. The place has a lock on it. We've got some blink CCTV. Just in case someone wants to break in and steal a memory card. But, yeah. It's going to be fucking class. I can't wait. I dream about it at night. It's incredible. And we are going to announce a live podcast on the 3rd of April, which is going to be me and Arma Khan, and it's going to be Splurt Fest, okay? But that's it, guys. Cheers for listening. It's a shorter podcast this week. It's fucking a nightmare to get one done unless we're in this office, and then we're going to get hella podcasts done. But, you know, fill your boots with a $40,000 podcast from Northern Ireland now. It's just the way it is. But cheers for listening, and we'll fucking see you next week, you know what I mean? And here, listen, man. If you leave a one message today, you know, nah, I should have had this queued up. I should have had it queued up. It's just, I mean, is it worth it at this point? I don't know. I don't know. But, thanks, guys. Right, I have to get out of here. Cheers for listening, and we'll see you next week. Hopefully you don't get the coronavirus. Here's the thing, do what I do, live out in the country, buy a lot of rice, and just I love when you read the things, you know what I mean? They get a doctor on something, and they're like, how do we fucking avoid this? Do we need to wear a face mask? And they're like, no, the face mask does absolutely fuck all. In fact, if you the vapor from your breath, if it hits the mask, that's actually going to make things stick to it and you'll be more likely to get sick, you fucking dummy. Wash your hands. He's like, don't sanitize them. Wash them, then sanitize them. You can't be like holding your cock and then, you know, just put hand sanitizer on it and be like, act like there's no cock on it. You know what I'm saying? And then she's like, don't be, it's this Southern girl. She's like, oh, it's fairly simple. Just don't be French kissing a fucking door handle. You know? Don't be rubbing your finger in like the thing on a zebra crossing and putting it directly in your eye. Don't be eating a salad off a toilet bowl. Don't be, you know, tongue kissing a tramp. Obviously. Anyway, don't be getting all coroned up, my boys and girls and thems. And just remember, guys, just remember one thing. We're the Dead All Mafia. We can get through anything, guys. You know what I mean? See you later. Take care of yourselves.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.